Weiter in Shasper and Chulin Daf Gimel, picking it up on Gimel Omed Aleph, 2, 4, 6 lines down, last one in line, Abaye. Okay, so we start off with a question. And the question was that our Mishnah starts up by saying the Lushan of HaKol Shochten, seemingly saying that anyone is able to go and do Shechita, Shechitas and Kshera, and the Shechita is going to be Kasher. HaKol Shochten sounds like Lechatchila. Shechitas and Kshera sounds like it's only B'diyevet. What's going on over here? So the Gemara spent a while just trying to figure out if this is a good question or not. Is HaKol Shochten actually a Lushan of Lechatchila? And we ended up with saying that for our purposes, yes, because if your shechitas and kshera is b'di'evet, if you want to say kol shochten b'di'evet, then you have to, it's repeating itself twice. That doesn't make any sense. So it's a kol shochten is lechatchila. Shechitas and kshera is b'di'evet. And the question is, why? How does it make sense to start with lechatchila and then going into b'di'evet? And we had the first of six answers, and we started on Beis and Mabeis. The first one was Rabbi Bar Ula, and he's saying a kol shochten is talking about a tummy person who's going ahead and he's shechting. Lechatchila is, it can, even if it's doing altar sekodesh. And B'di'evet is saying that if he says with certainty that if it's muktash and he didn't actually, it's actually kachim, and it's a case if it's actually kachim, then he says that he actually didn't touch the meat, then it's going to be good to be the avid. Then we explain the words v'im shachtu v'kulanim shachtu, and all of them the shachtu. We said that's going back on what it's going to be kosher. It's talking about stuff that's kachim animals where the shochet is not there to tell him what happened. But if you had somebody over there, then it's actually going to be good. Okay, that was answer number one. Remember, we have, again, like you said, six total answers. We now move on to answer number two. And this is what we're going to do today, is we're going to go through all the six answers. It's really five people and six answers, because Ravina is the last one who answers two different answers. And then we're going to try to explain why each one, hopefully successfully, why each one doesn't hold like the other. Says the Hilga Gemara. Abaye Yom. Our answer number two. Hachi Ketan. This is what it means to say. Hakol Shochten is a Kol Shochten. Vafilu Kusi. It means even a Kusi. What is a Kusi, you ask? Okay, this we've seen in many Mishnayos. We know Kisi are known as Gei Arayos. Or Gei Arayos as in lions. The Kusim, they came to Eretz Yisrael, and what happened was that they were not Yidden, but they were doing a Avodah Zarah, but there were these lions that came and started attacking them, and they understood that it's probably because they're not serving Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore they converted to Yiddishkeit. It's a machlokas whether or not we accept their Yiddishkeit, their conversion or not. And Abaye says we do accept their conversion, and we're going to see later on that others that don't. However, it's a different Gemara, I think, in Kedushin that discusses it. But the point is, Kedushin, Ayin Heim Beis. However, even though they converted, in this case we're saying they converted, we only trust them for Torah Shebichtav and not Torah Shebaal Peh. What they're careful with, they're totally careful with, but we're not careful with, they're not careful with. Now it says as follows. HaKol Shochten, everyone is allowed to go and shecht. Afilu Kusi, even a Kusi. Rashi says, Afilu Kusi, Mosan lo behem lechatchila lishchot, the mitzvah shech zikuba hi. It's something they're muchzak in. Aval Yisrael, Yotzev Nichnas, lo yimser lo lishchot. But if it's Yisrael, it's Nichnas for Yotzei, right? He comes in, and Yotzei Nichnas, he goes out, comes in, not watching the whole time. Don't give it to him, Lashot. Even though they're Muxik for themselves, to do what they're going to do for themselves, they don't care if Yisrael's do. Yisrael, they don't hold of the pasuk, it says, don't put a stumbling block before a blind person. They extend the pasuk, don't put a stumbling block from a person. So, feel kusi. What is that? Talking about, when is Yisrael standing there watching? But if someone going out and coming in, right, he's not watching the whole thing, lo yishchot, and a kusi is not able to go and do it. But if he actually did do it, then pull off, cut off a kazais basar, and then give it to him. Achlo, if he goes and eats it, then muta lachem mishchita. So it's muta from mishchita. Rashi says the hadla atzmo zoyerba. He's very careful for himself. The hainu the yaved the masnisa, and that's to be the yaved of our mishnah. Lo achlo. Then also lechem mishchita. So if you wouldn't eat it, it's also from mishchita. Period. Chutz mechir shel tevakat, and the mishnah continues on except for chir shel tevakat, and that afilu be the yaved nami lo. Afilu be the yaved nami lo. Rashi says da the yaved kaminan. Because they're going to go out, they're going to pause with their shechter, they're going to press down the knife, they're downward, and they're going to burrow the knife between one of the pipes, which we know are problems. Says the Gemara, who's that going on? If that's true, then it should say the words "ve'im shachtu." We ask the same question on the first answer. We're going to ask them on every single answer. This whole point of here. How does it make sense to go on them? It's just "ve'im shachtu miboyle." It makes more sense. And if they did, right, but if they did, but it didn't say that. Ela kusi must be going on the kusi. Perfect. What are you talking about? Amrit kishi. So we said that if he saw someone al gabu, then he could do it even chatchila. And now we're saying, and if you did it, mikula im shachtu, and you saw someone al gabu, sounds like it's totally a bidyevet situation. You said over there it's actually chatchila. Rashi says, "Well, how can you talk about chirim roomer? So shachtu is bidyevet. What's going on?" So this is going to be kasha. Taka kasha. This is going to, just don't forget this, because this is going to come up soon, later at the end of the daf, when we try to show how, like, why people are not going to go with this answer because of these type of issues that arise. Amar Rava of Yotzei. Rava comes in as a kasha on Abaye's answer. V'yotzei v'nichnas v'chatchila lo. You want to tell me that a case of a yid that's coming in and coming out is not allowed to be doing it l'chatchila? That we said the only time l'chatchila is going to be okay is if the yid is going to be there. But we learned in the mission of Rizar and Dach Samech Tes, Rashi says, but Tanan prepared Basset, the Messiah of Rizar. Tafel Bishi saw Yosef Nichas Mutter, his Mutter, Alma Mestapi, Ovi Kochavim, Dilma Asi Yisol, Velo Naga Hachanami Mestapi Hashta, Ve Asi Vechazile. Right? What's the case? Let's read inside and I'll explain. Rashi, Leva Tanan, Aminiach, Ovi Kochav, Mechanusel. Someone leaves a guy alone in your store and there's wine over there. Ve Yisol, Yosef Nichas, the Jews coming in and out. Mutter. Wine is going to be mutter, right? So a Jew's coming and going is actually considered a good amount of supervising. It's a good eshkacha. So why do you say it's a problem over here? And why is that? Like Rashi just said over there, that even though the show's coming in and out, it's going to be mutter. We see that clearly the guy is scared because maybe the Jew's going to come in, therefore he's not going to touch anything. So here also he's going to be scared. And Hashta Asi V'chazile is going to come and he's going to see him. What's going on? So the Gemara, no, Hasa Mikatani Miniach. There's a mission over there. Say the one's allowed to leave him in a store if he goes out and comes in, which would say that this is l'chatchila. Haminiach katani. It's saying if you did leave the guy over there, then it's going to be okay. Which clearly explains that that whole thing is b'di'evet. And by here is agreeing that if a kushi shechta while yiv is coming and going from the shechita, is b'di'evet going to be good, even if no. We don't know anything, so therefore the Mishnah is not knocking him out. Okay. Elam Hacha, no, Rav, no, means, no, really, we mean to ask is, you're going to bring Mariah from here from the Mishnah, says as follows. It's found that it was also on Daf Samach Aleph, the Mishnah, that Ein HaShomer, means someone who's being guarding wine. There's someone who would guard the wine. In a shomer tzarich lios yoshev u'mashamer. He doesn't have to be like on it, sitting in on it the whole time. Let's finish the point. Ella afal pisha yosef indechas mutter. Even though he's going out, he's coming in, right? He's back and forth. It's going to be good, right? So a Jew who's yosef indechas, you can rely on him lechatchila. So why shouldn't it be considered? The same idea when it comes to the idea of shechita. Says Rashi, "Tzoch shehi Yosef Meshamer Risha Asifa lo tichshita lo zuav zukatani klomer lo b'diavad dafka elafil lechatchila." Okay, let's keep going. Now, because of this kasha, Rava gives a third answer. Right, so answer number two, Rava doesn't like, kind of knocks it out, and says rather elomer Rava hachitani. This is what the Mishnah is coming to tell us when it says HaKol Shochtin. HaKol Shochtin. Now he's agreeing with the fact that it's a kusi. V'afil kusi, and even a kusi. Pamedvar Murim, but what are we talking about? Because she saw Yosef Nichnas. Not like you said, when he's on El Gan, but when he's Yosef Nichnas. Havabau, Masol B'Sheshachat. But if a Jew comes and he found that he already shechted it without anybody watching him at all, then Chotech Kizai Smasam Rasulullah, you cut him a little piece of the meat, you give it to him, Achlo Matar Lechol Meshchitaso, Lo Achlo Azal Lechol Meshchitaso. Okay, great. Chutz Mishay Echir, Shad of Kadla, Nafil Di Avadami, Lo, Shama Yishu, Shama Yishu, Shama Yichalidu. Vekul Shachdo, hey, what's it going? Ilim Echir, Shad of Kadla, Alokai, because it's coming off on that. Vim shachtu rabbi leisha. It's a vim shachtu. Ela kusi. Must be talking about it's going in the kusi. Ha amai tefil yotzev nicha shachtu chetchila. But you said that even if it's just coming in and going out, it's going to be good chetchila. And now it's saying that even if it's watching the whole thing, it's only looked at chetchila b'di'evid, right? If it's being watched, it's only b'di'evid. But how are you going to deal with that? Kasha. Okay, so we saw these last two answers had kashas on them. But again, answer number one kind of made it through. Answer number two and three, they had kashas, but they still retained their own answers. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi said, so we now have answer number four. Hachi Gatani. This is what it means to say. Ha kol shochten, everyone's out of going shat lechatchila. What are we talking about? What is that referencing? Safilu Yisrael Mummer. Even a Jew who is a mummer. Like someone who goes against certain mitzvahs. Not someone who's like totally off the derech, but he's like, you know, he sometimes goes against him. He's allowed to go and he's allowed to shecht lechatchila. Mummer lamai. Now, what do you mean we say a mummer? That he's someone who like goes against and doesn't know to do all the mitzvahs. To what? Leechel. Levela's the tail. I'm talking about to eat nevela because he has taivas. You say to someone, b'teavon, what are you saying to them? You're saying, eat it b'taiva, you know, bon appetit. Okay, right, so this is a guy who just loves to eat. He's not coming to go ahead and say, I don't like halachas over here. There's a person who will eat non-kosher meat when you know, if he really looks good. But it's only like if there's no kosher meat there. But he's not coming, if there's kosher meat right there, he's not going to go out of his way to have the non-kosher meat. This Rashi spells out that if you go and you give this guy a knife that's sharpened and checked and there's no problems with it. You could trust to shecht him with it, since he's not going to go ahead and have, he's happy to have it if it's kosher meat. But if he doesn't have a knife that's already checked, then he can't trust him because the knife turns out to be, you know, some issue with it. He may not go out of his way to sharpen it, to find another one that's actually sharpened properly. And that's what the Rashi says, Kilo mishka cheter achel nevelos. If it isn't fine, kosher meat, he'll eat nevelos. So my acher, shesaken, beduka, has already checked, and somebody else put it in his hand. So shachet shapir, the kamed amatzi, lemechel etera, loch yisur. This guy, it's Jack, it's ready to go. You put the knife in his hand. He's happy to do it, because if I can find food that's set right over here, I'm not going to go and eat something that's also vichin lo saken butter. But if he doesn't have a checked knife, then lo tarach la dure bosa saken yofa, zupaguma. He's not going to go out of his way to go find the one that's actually kosher, a good knife that's sharp without any nicks in it, if this one's actually problematic. Ukidir Rava, and this mission, this goes according to Rava Dama Rava, Yisrael Mummer Ochel Nevelos Teyavon. Yisrael Mummer, he eats the veilus of Teyavon, beep, turn the page. Gimel Omer Beis, Bodek Sakin, Menosin Lo, you can check a knife and give it to him to go to to shecht with it. Mutter lechem mishchita, so now it's going to be mutter to go and eat from mishchita. Ava, lo batak marasana. Let's say you didn't actually go and check the knife and you gave it to him. Lo yishchot, he's not allowed to go and check it lechatchila. However, v'im shachat, if he did go and do it, then botik sakina acharav. Check the second afterwards. Zim say second yafa. He found that the second was yafa, that it was good. Rashi is vahim, it'll be the evidence to Masis. And this is a bit of the Mishnah. There's no nicks in it. And mutter lechem mishchita, so it's mutter to go and eat from mishchita. V'im lav, also lechem mishchita, if there's a problem with the knife, you can't eat from his shchita. And that is what the Mishnah means. Chutz mishchir cheresh shot of a katan, that for the Yevid, nami lo, except for cheresh shot of a katan, even the Yevid, no, it's not going to work. They're not allowed to go and do it, because the same issues we saw, shama yishu, shama yishu, shama yishu, shama yachad lidu, said the Gemara, and now we call shachtu ahay. This statement that we said, that if any of them shacht, and people are, you know, watching them, the shchita is going to be good. Who's it going on? Ilay Machir Shadavakatan Alakai. This, like, it's what it's, because it's going on that it can't be. It should have said, Avim Shachatumi Boy, they should have said, and if they did it, Ela Yisrael Mummer. It must be going on the Yisrael Mummer. Now, what's the case? Either Badak Sakin Venosin Lo, if it's a case where he checked the knife and he gave it to him, Amr Shachat Chachila, he says, you'll have to do the Chachila, it's not Bidi Evan. Right? Even without being checked over there, and this is applying, Shachit is only good Bidi Evan. And even then, it's only if it was checked, if it was being watched. El Dlo Badak, must be talking about a case where the knife was not checked. But hold on a second. If the knife is there, and you check it after the Shechita, live the Kashta. Right? So then check it out. We find there's only nicks over there, then we can say the Shechita is going to be good. Even if no one watched what happened. Vidal Esel Sagan, if they're And if it's not there, you can't check it. So then Kiachir Moina. So my Havid, if you see other people that are watching it, has that helped them? Maybe it was the second that was Pogum that was all messed up that he shechted within, in which case it should be no good. Says the Gemara, Kasha, Taka, a good question. In other words, that's where they leave off his question. Right? So Rashi says, Shochid l'chatchila, I feel below a chair moim, so libdeke hashta, lamidly a chair moim. May have a hollow butt to a second, they didn't actually check the knife. So that's why answer number four also has Kasha. So it's 2, 3, and 4, all of Kasha's on them. Ravina Amar, Ravina's going to be 5 and 6, two different answers. Ravina Amar, Hachi Ketani says, no, this is what it's actually saying. This is what our mission is saying. Akol Shochten, Ravina's going to go Shchita, Akol Mumchen Shochten. Anybody who's a Mumche is able to go out and he's allowed to Shecht. Lechatchila. Rashi says, what does it mean, Mumchen? Viyodin Hilchel Shchita. Somebody who knows Hilchel Shchita. Mumchen, Vafapi. Shein muchzakin. This applies to anyone who's a mumcha, even though they're not a muchzak, you know, that we don't know. Rashi says shelo shechtu lufaninu gimel pa'amim. They didn't shecht in front of us 3 times. Liros im yesh bem koach she'enon misalfim, to see if they have koach that they don't faint b'shechita. She'avo lidei shehiya. It's going to come to shehiya. O in yodin le'amin eshedem lekach. They don't know how to, you know, train their hands properly, you know, to do the shechita. So, therefore, we say that a kol shochten, a kol mumchen shochten, mumchen v'afu b'shem muchzakim. What is this talking about? Yodim bo sheyodeh alom elech l'shchit. This is when we know that he knows it. Rashi says, "Bamed v'rum shachishir mumchen." When's he considered mumcha? When we know sheyodim bo elu hamusarin lo behem alishchot makirin bo ubatku sheyodeh l'shchit. At least they've checked on that he No, it's a l'shchita. At least he's holding a l'shchita. Aval, however, ain yodin bo sheyodei lo mechashchita. If you don't know about the fact that he knows a l'shchita, lo yishchit, do not do the shchita lechatchila. V'im shachat bo t'kim esobri. If he did shecht, and this is the b'di'evet, then we check him. Im edei lo mechashchita, if he's able to go and answer questions, muta lechem shchitu from his shchita. V'im lav, asa lechem shchitu. If he doesn't answer the questions, then he's not allowed to do it, even b'di'evet. But if he does, then he can't do it. Then we trust him b'di'evet. Right, like we've said so far. Rashi says, "Chayr shat v'kavdim are going to be no good even with the avid." V'yodin hilchos shchita lo de tamid heim uchazakim lekalkel shem ben das. So he's going to make a mistake because they don't have any. Very cool. And she shachtu. How was it going on? Ilay mechashov v'katan. Allah kai vim shachtu mi bailei. You should have said vim shachtu. Ela ashein mumchen. It must be going on those that are not mumchen in the hilchos shchita. But why then is a shchita going to be good? B'di'evet only if it's watched by others. B'botkin oso sagi. Checking afterwards, you know, should be good enough. If you find that there's a shechita, then it's going to be that it actually is good. Meaning, why do you have to summon over there? Just be bodek if you know the halachas, and you're good. No, the answer is the less he'll come on Levitka. We're talking about a case where there's nobody there to check to see if he actually knows the halachas. So the guy's, he's not there anymore for us to test him. Okay, ve'ika de amre. Answer number 6 of you, and there are some say we get that maybe Ravina. The Ravina actually has a different answer, and that is as follows: Hachi Kata'ani. Ravina says what he's saying. A kol shachnev is going to do shchita. A kol muchzakin shochetin. Anyone who's established, you know, has been doing it, they can check the chatchila without anybody watching. And that we saw already that somebody does it like 3 times, and the person didn't faint. Rashi says shereini shochetu kama pa'amim yafiv lo kilklu. He did 3 times, pretty good. He did well. He didn't mess it up. They're going to be good then. Muchzakin, akol muchzakin shochten. Muchzakin afa b'she'en mumchen. This is everyone is a mumchen, even if they are not mumchen. Rashi says, d'lo yadin and behu. Rav b'she'en mumchen, d'lo yadin and behu, she'yodin lomer hilchos shchita. We don't know if this person actually knows. If they know the halachas or not. We don't know the guy knows it or not, but we see he's doing a good job, then he's going to be good. Even if they are not a mumchen, what are we talking about? If he's checked in front of us 2 or 3 times and he didn't faint, aleph is loshen ayfut. V'chalishut aleiv, like tiredness and weakness of the heart. She'en yochal liros makas chere, they can't see this type of wound. V'sakin, afilu b'behema, kemo Amazing. I volunteered with a guy in Mada who had fainted a set of blood, but he's a shochet. Unbelievable. If the guy did not shochet in front of him two or three times, then no yishol shem and yisalaf. He's not allowed to do it unless he goes and he faints. And if he doesn't, he says, I'm certain that I did not faint. I didn't lose any focus in there. Then shchitos or shchita, shchita is going to be good. Chutz mi cherish shota v'katan, tafil b'diavad nami, leave him b'diavad, it's not going to be good. If it's a cherish shota v'katan, shami yishu, shami yishu, shami yachalidu. The cool and shachta, hey, where's it going? I need a cherish shota v'katan. Allah, kait, vim shachtu mi b'ayla, shetzit vim shachtu. Ela, ashe'ein muchzakin. It must be going on the case of someone's not a muchzak. To those who are not established as being able to do it without fainting, I have a sagi. What do you mean? But you said that if a person says, I'm certain that I didn't faint, that that's enough. Why do you have to be? That's to be watching by others. Let's come to the shayla. The guy's not there anymore to ask him what the situation is. Now, says the Gemara, Ravina v'Rabba Barula k'Abaye v'Rabba Ashi l'Ami. Ravina and Rabba Barula did not say like Abaye, Rava, and Rav Ashi. And Rashi says, Abai v'Rava v'Rav Ashi, lo matru, l'terutze le'el v'kulon d'masnisen. Right, they didn't go like that. I'm sure the kasha l'v'kulon, because they had the kasha. Remember, end off in kasha v'kulon. That was answer 2, 3, and 4. Kulu k'Rava bar Ula l'armi. Everyone doesn't want to say like Rava bar Ula, which is answer number 1. That the Mishnah is talking about the case of, we're talking about a tummy person, because the din, it's mashma by its later statement that if a tummy person shechts kodesh animal and he didn't touch it, shechts is going to be good. But the avid is learned from another mishnah in Tzvachim. And even though we answered these things over there, still we have a problem. Lahach lishna, that lashon, that the amar tacha iker, the according to the version that you say, because we had two different versions, the our mishnah here is the iker, source of this din. And it's just brought up tangentially, side point in Zvachim. Then we say back, no, Adarabba, Hasimiker, the Bekachim Bekai. Say, that's the Iker, that's where Kachim are. And our Mishnah was dealing with Chulin, shouldn't have brought this din at all. Right? Rashi says, Velo Ibe Le, Lemisnaya Hacha. Because it doesn't really belong here. Lahach Lishna, the Amarat Hasimiker. According to him, says that that's the Iker, Vahacha, I did the Tani, Tami Bechulin. That you said that the Mishnah there is the Iker. And here, since the Tani Tami B'chulin, we taught the dinim of Shechita of Chulin, that it's mutter to shech them, and the Chetri is using a long knife, it's Taras HaKodesh, so Tani Nami Tami Mugdashin, so we also put the case of Tani Mugdashin, that the Shechita is going to be good, but the Yevet, if you didn't touch the meat, but they come willing to say about that, but Tami B'chulin, Guf Elish Chalei, what are you talking about, this din about a Tami person, in reference to Chulin itself, doesn't have to be taught. You don't even have to teach us this. Because that din is relevant only according to the opinion that chulin that were being prepared al taras kodesh are treated like kodesh. But lamaisa, chulin shirasa al taras kodesh, lavke kodesh damu. It's not like kodesh. As she says, lavke kodesh damu. Vein chayv li zayr b'hu. Pshita de shochtin tamei l'chitchil. It's pasha that they're doing l'chitchil. So if I wouldn't say that your answer is correct. Kulik Ravina l'armi. People don't say like Ravina. Ravina answered the last, answers 5 and number 6. And they don't like to go like Adam because l'hach lishan damar mumchen ein, mumchen in, she'en mumchen lo. According to version number 1, that he said that those who are known to be, that know the laws, the halachas, can go in the kishach l'chil, but those who don't know the laws are not allowed to do it. Until we check, they say back to that. Reuben Shin is a shechita mumchen hin. What are you talking about? If a guy did shechita mumchen hin, hilkach lo boy lemiv the kisses Rashi. You don't have to check them. How are you going to do shechita? There's no shechita down in halachas that makes sense. The hachna shadama muchzakin in shein muchzakin lo. According to the second version, that says that those who are muchzak to have shechted enough times, then yes, it's going to be good. Those who haven't, then not because maybe they're fainting. La luf ilachashina. What do you mean? We're not worried that someone's going to come along and they're going to go and they're going to faint. So we're not worried of such a concept. Now, Rava Lomar Kabaye, Rava didn't say like Abaye that the Mishnah allows a kuti to shecht the chatchila only if he's being watched by a Jew standing over him. Kikusha, because the questions that he asked. Rashi says, what are we talking about? The questions we saw this already, but Kikusha de Usve me ha maniach ovikochav mechanuto. When we left, it says ovikochav mechanuto over there. Right? He said the Mishnah about that the watchman is guarding the wine, that of a Jew who was Yotzei Minichnas is good enough. Abaye lo amar k'rav, and Abaye doesn't say like Rav, Rash is the Yalif me'as shomer, et the chanut Yotzei Minichnas l'chatchila, hasam lo nagam, because we're in the case of the watchman, the guy isn't touching the wine when the yid went out. Rashi says, "Ahu ovi kochavim beyayin shashu purish mimenu." He's not touching it, but hachan nag over here. The kusi is touching the animal. The yid goes out. It's the whole time. Rashi says, "Behemazu beyad kusi nusuna karefayin show doris." In just an instant, you can do shahia or doris research. It's going to pass. It's going to trade up the whole thing. Okay, close. Samchina yisuminis. We're not sorry on that. Ravashi lomer k'davai. Ravashi doesn't hold like either one of them. Bayin Rava that the Mishnah says that the shchita a kus is like a shchita because kasava kusim gerayis and he holds that they're gerayis. Therefore, they're not even Jewish in the first place. Therefore, you can't do shchita with them at all. Abayi lomer k'ravashi. Abayi doesn't say k'ravashi. The Mishnah says you're allowed to have a mumer. Go and do it because those fearly held the Rava. He doesn't hold with that of Rava that you're allowed to do shchita. Ravashi's whole the answer is based off that concept that we allow a mummer to do shchita. Rashi says, "Los really the Rav Damer the Yehi Yisrael mummer shochet chatchila bebdigas sakanim with the knife is checked." In fact, the Gemara El Rava my time below comer lamer kishmaite. Why does he not say like Ravashi's, which goes according to his own din? Rashi says, "El Rava kiv Damer Yisrael mummer mutter lechatchila bebdigas sakanim. It's good lechatchila bebdigas sakanim. Amay lamer kishmaite." We'll check the knife. For the Eved, the Katani, v'shalo badak. I didn't check. The Ukma, Rav Ashi, Basar, Shmaite, the Rava. Why doesn't he go like them? The Dvar, the Abaye, really, Rava is speaking according to Abaye's words. The Valei, Los Virle. But he does not hold that the Mishnah is talking about a Kusi, but he says it's talking about a Mummer, you saw a Mummer. Going within the words of Rav Ashi, Yitaka does go like himself. Okay, my friends, this ends with six different pshatim that we have on our first Mishnah. Beautiful, beautiful start, delicious and nutritious start. We're gonna stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.